How to Win a Murder, a Case Study in 9 Parts by Anna Muan, read by Momo Tastic. Reader's note: this story contains ableist language. This is a remix of Zgelabvd's Coffee Shop Muffins, focusing on Gwen and Morgana's relationship. It's probably best to check out Coffee Shop Muffins first, because otherwise most of this story won't make much sense. This story works best with the romance ending of Coffee Shop Muffins. However, it's still highly enjoyable even if you prefer the bromance ending. You know, I didn't think you were serious about the sandwich thing. Morgana hadn't been, truly, but that doesn't stop her from helping to make the cookies. She consults the recipe again and then dumps the last of the dry goods. The author has 2 different kinds of pickles on it, Gwen says. She takes over the cookie dough so Morgana can go dig out the rolling pin and the cookie cutters she bought Gwen specially for the endeavor. Keeping them a secret had lasted all of 4 hours, but they had spent 2.5 of those hours together, so Morgana definitely counts that as a success. They're going to start thinking that we make cookies after this, you know? Morgana says, doing her best to warn Gwen, even though Gwen definitely already knows. We do make cookies, Gwen says, and leans over to drop a kiss on Morgana's lips, so Morgana maybe starts humming as she takes the bowl of half-mixed dough back from her girlfriend instead of arguing. Baby duck-shaped ones, and there was a time with the little fishes. Well, Morgana says dubiously between random snatches of tune, probably they'll have forgotten all about the cookie demands as long as everyone calls them biscuits for the first 3 seconds. Or if we can distract them into another cookie versus biscuit argument in the meantime. Gwen looks absolutely aghast at the idea of Merlin and Arthur fighting, and even stops playing with the duck-shaped cookie cutters. Morgana had bought 2, one for each of them, even though she wasn't entirely sure if them meant Merlin and Arthur or her and Gwen. And Morgana has to rush to reassure her that fighting for them means more of the usual, except they only sat in each other's laps half as much, and maybe Arthur ate twice as many pickles, until they were friends again. This would last approximately 1.5 hours, and then Merlin would run to the shop to get Arthur more pickles, because he might run out in a couple of days, and then everything would be completely normal again. They're coming out cookies, Gwen tells her, when they finally baked up a couple dozen hearts and baby ducks. They seemed so disappointed that everyone took it in stride. You know, they're getting together, she explains. That's because they've effectively been together since Arthur was 5 and Merlin was 3, respectively. They don't need coming out cookies. You're just jealous because you want cookies for yourself, Gwen says. Morgana pouts at her petulantly. Yes, well, I can't help it. They're tasty. Gwen takes a cookie out of the bag they were filling for Merlin and Arthur and feeds it to Morgana with her fingers. Now there are only 17 hard cookies to go with the 36 ducks, but the smile on Morgana's face, more from being doted on than from want and delivery of a cookie, makes Gwen think that's just the perfect number. So, what's in the Merlin? Morgana asks, as they're cleaning up evidence of their cookie-baking escapades before the boys get back from their date. If you can call it that, when it's really only getting a post-exam consolation dinner, which they would have done anyway, just like with every other thing they do together. Gwen says it counts. Morgana doesn't, but she's still a little sore that she had thought they were playing her for so long. Bacon! Gwen chirps happily. Why is theirs the den of iniquity if they're not, you know, having any sex? Gwen asks once, early on. Have you looked in there recently? It's a dangerous, dangerous place, Morgana replies. Why? Do you want us to have a den of iniquity? Well, a little iniquity never hurt, says Gwen, and manages somehow to look coy and lecherous all at the same time. Needless to say, they get rather distracted from the subject at hand. Gwen is adorable when she flails over the boys, as she's adorable in just about everything, but Morgana has no complaints at the change in subject.